that sounds pretty good. Broadcasting live this morning from Sanderson Ford with the Arizona Wildflowers. Family group from beautiful Casa Grande. That sounds awesome. That sounds awesome. We're here broadcasting live from Sanderson Ford with special guests. We just finished a little bit earlier with Mr. Al McCoy, Mr. Mike Broomhead, and now we've got our own Arizona lumberjack. Tim Hattrick, and I'm almost scared to ask you for a Route 66 story.
Well, as you said, I am a lumberjack. I'm proud to have gone to the Harvard of the Pines, NAU, and I lived there for a few years afterwards and began my radio career up there. But, you know, before I get to my Route 66 story, the real reason I came, Rosie, I have a 8-foot, 2x4 stud grade quality board that I want to offer up, start the bidding at $20 right now if any listeners out there need one. You know what I've been doing is I've been tearing down my walls and opening it up, and I'm taking every other stud 2x4 and just selling it on offer up because the market is just so crazy right now.
Lumber's up. Yeah. Some lumber is up 300% in the last 12 months.
Ouch. Okay. So anyway, I'm honored to be here. I'm grateful to get to work with the people at Sanderson Ford, and that you would ask me on your show. I'm very pleased to do that. I lived in Flagstaff in the 80s, early 80s. My wife, she was my girlfriend at the time, chased me up there, and I had nowhere to run. So, you know, we dated for 5 years and got married many, many years ago. But while we were dating, we lived in Flagstaff. There was a couple we became friends with. I think my wife worked with the wife, and they lived in Winona.
And now, Winona.
So
downtown Winona, kind of outskirts Winona.
It wasn't much. It was hardly even a map dot, but, you know, made famous by the song, Flagstaff, Arizona, Don't Forget Winona. I didn't know there was a Winona until we had dinner, you know, a few times with this couple. Now, the funny part is I can't remember their names. So in a way I did forget Winona, but at least I can say I have been there. However, funny little tie-in, years later, I got to sing on a Tim and Willie Christmas breakfast show with country superstar Winona. So I don't know what that does to the story. However, I will always remember Winona, just not the people who lived there and invited us over for dinner.
Well, now, other than removing every other structural stud in your house and selling it on eBay, what else are you doing around your house, Tim? What have you got going on? What can we help you with on your project?
Well, I tell you what, I have a bathroom, a master bathroom that the tile, I don't know, it seems like I'm having to chase away mold a lot, and I've always wanted to redo it because it's a built-in shower, like a no-door walk-in shower.
Yes, yes.
And a little bit of spray always hits the floor, and there's a little puddle. I've always wanted to, you know, I can tear things down. I'm really good at demolition.
Yeah.
Put it back together, I'm not so good at. But you know what I've done? I've watched a couple of those YouTube videos about getting the pan right in the shower.
That's the trick. Pan's the trick.
That's the whole thing, right?
And that's the whole thing.
I have zero confidence that I would get that right.
And we're doing, in that application specifically, so you've got what we used to call the snail's shell, where you walk in, no door, open access. A little bit of body spray gets off. Anymore, they're almost accepting that. And they're even getting rid of the snail wall and leaving it completely open. And we're doing that with what's called a barrier-free entry. So the floor of the whole bathroom kind of drains back. Now, that drives some women nuts because there's little drips of water out there. But there's a lot of people that have kind of acclimated to it with a mat right outside the shower. The drain is right there at the low point. And then in the event of having to access that shower for anyone, any age, any mobility challenges, it's done.
That's important. That's a great consideration. Also, I'm always afraid of water on the floor because of scorpions, right? That's what I've heard is if you have a wet towel and you leave it down long enough, be careful when you pick it up, especially in the summer and the warmer months, because there could be scorpions underneath. Now, I've lived in Arizona for most of my life, okay?
Yeah.
Not until I moved to this place, it's kind of up on the side of North Mountain, have I seen scorpions. And it was wild because we had a little like a little dachshund, miniature dachshund, and she seemed to hunt them.
Oh, good. And that's good, kind of, in a way.
So I would find them out in my on my back patio, and I have a one of those grabber things, you know, those extended grabbers,
okay.
and a balled-up piece of packing tape with a sticky side out. She would find the scorpion. I'd run out with the grabber and the tape, and I'd pick it up with that and then kind of enclose it. So now I've got the scorpion, and it's sealed in this little clear plastic tape. Well, my son-in-law made me a giant board with hooks on it. He called it a scorp board. And one season, every time I got one, I hung it up there. And it was the scorpions kind of left me alone after that. I don't think they want to mess with me anymore.
That's an e-store product waiting to happen, huh?
whatever it takes to not want to be messed with by scorpions, do it. Because I'll tell you what, as many nights as I've slept on the desert floor, as many piles of wood as I've dug through, if anyone should have been hit a time or two, I've never been hit. Jennifer has been hit in our bedroom, walked to the bathroom in the middle of the night, and and that's a woman that's had six children. I've never seen her in as much pain as the night she got hit with that scorpion.